We're doing the Rambam Megilta. Man, we're up to page Kuf Lamed Vav. The Rambam had said that if a person sees that his spiritual life is in danger, so he should run away. If they're persecuting his religious life and they're not letting him observe the Torah, so then he should run away. And he... ומי שלא יתכן לו לצאת בשום זמן. And a person who finds himself in a scenario where he cannot escape, לא ינהל נפשו לאט, he shouldn't just behave calmly as though everything's okay, ויפשע בעצמו, and if he behaves that way, then he's really hurting himself. He shouldn't say, well, I can't get out, so they're threatening me if I keep Shabbos, so okay, so I'll desecrate Shabbos, I'll eat pig. No. If a person's in a scenario where he can't escape, and so he's stuck there where they're making decrees to force him to transgress the Torah, he shouldn't do that. And he shouldn't think, okay, so I don't have to keep this Torah. What can I do? You know, they're forcing me. No, says the Rambam, שהתורה הזאת לא יוכל להימלט ולהינצל ממנה, אפילו אחד מזרע יעקב לעולם. There's no escape, says the Rambam. You can't escape the Torah. There's no one from the seed of Jacob who could ever escape. לא הוא ולא זרעו ולא זרע זרעו. Not him, his children or grandchildren. Ben birtzono, ben shelo birtzono, whether he likes it or not. You have a person who chooses he's going to stop keeping the Torah when everything's okay. There's no threat. And you have a person who says, I have no choice. They're threatening me. They'll kill me. They'll torture. Whatever. So it doesn't matter the scenario. At the end of the day, the Rambam says, there's no escape. That's a fact. אבל הוא נענש על כל מצווה ומצווה שביטל מן הציוויים. He has to know that there's a punishment waiting for every single mitzvah that he transgresses. You can't just say, oh, it's a time of danger, so I won't daven shacharis. Who's going to know? It's a time of danger, so I won't say Shema. Who's going to know if you say Shema? It's a time of danger, so I won't eat kosher. You have to eat non-kosher? Who's going to know if you eat kosher? Sometimes a person feels like, If I'm not keeping A and B, so I won't keep C, D, E, and F. No, says the Rambam, you don't do that. Sometimes a person feels like, if I'm transgressing Shabbos, so what's the point? It's all a fake. No, says the Rambam, every mitzvah is our responsibility. I had a guy the other day who got news that the army wants to draft him. He was supposed to learn in yeshiva for another year. The army didn't like his paperwork and they decided they're drafting him in a few days. Bam! His whole life changed. So I said to him, did you daven? So the guy says, what am I going to daven for? It's a fake. When I need God, suddenly my davening is going to be with more kavana? That's wrong. That's not true. The whole idea is, Hashem says, when you need me, talk to me. Sometimes I make you need me, so you will talk to me. So then a person's going to say, no, I won't talk. No. Every single mitzvah is our responsibility, and sometimes that's the greatest downfall. A person sees that he didn't succeed in A, so he says, I'm a hypocrite if I do B. That's not true. A person sometimes says, one guy told me, what can I do? I have a girlfriend, so I'm transgressing anyways. What do I have to keep Shabbos for? That's not true. Either you have 613 mitzvahs. You're responsible for each and every one. I had a guy who lived in a community where there was no shul. He did gear here, he learned here, he was very pious when he was here. And then he went back to the place he came from. No shul, no Orthodox community. So I call him up three, four weeks before Pesach, and I say, what about matzahs? So he says to me, I don't daven every day, I don't go to shul on Shabbos, you're talking to me about matzahs? That's not an answer, that's ridiculous. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach, and you have a mitzvah to daven every day, and you have a mitzvah to go to shul. You did one thing wrong, so you're going to do 10 other things wrong. A guy has diabetes and he has a heart condition. So he's going to say, well, I'm eating cholesterol, I'm not taking care of my heart condition, so I might as well go and eat all the sugars. No, that's ridiculous. take care of everything. You're wrong for A and you're wrong for B. And A and B, two wrongs don't make a right. So the Rambam says, yes, you, there are those of you who say, I can't leave. So you're in a dangerous situation. So you can't keep certain mitzvot. But that doesn't mean you can now take off the whole yoke of Torah and say, forget it, I'm not doing anything. No. Hashem holds every one of us accountable for every mitzvah. Hashem has a punishment for each and every mitzvah that one is going to transgress. Doesn't matter if it's a proactive commandment. Kiddush Friday night. Take a cup of wine, take a cup of beer, make kiddush. I understand the Muslims are going to force you to go to their imam tomorrow morning. But tonight you can make kiddush. There's no permission not to make kiddush. And every prohibition carries its own weight. A person shouldn't think, well, I'm transgressing the hefty sins, so what's another light one? No, says the Rambam. You should know that everyone has its weight. And a person shouldn't think, because I'm getting A, I'm getting so why I might as well do B. No, each one's going to have its own punishment. A person can't just say, okay, I can do whatever I want. No. And if you guys think about it, this is very logical and very important. Very, very important. Because otherwise, this is what depressed people do. I didn't get out of bed anyways. I'm going to lose my job anyways. So why should I pay the phone bill? So what's wrong if I rack up a credit card bill? Yeah, that's when there's no hope. We say, there's always hope. And even if there's no hope, then you should know you're held accountable for every single thing you do. Yeah.
I was going to say earlier, when you were talking about, like, there's no escape from the Torah, how when the Nazis, the Moshimo, they rounded up Jews, religious and non-religious alike. They had the most secular Jews ever, that when they came to their house, they're like, we're here for you. And the guy's like, the wife is like, what are you kidding me? This guy's a Jew. He's married to me. We're Christian. We're a Christian couple. We have Christian kids. We go to church every Sunday, and we love the government, blah, blah, blah. They're like, no, it says in our documents that he had a Jewish grandmother on his mother's side, and he's Jewish, so we're taking him. Doesn't know what the Torah is. They took him anyway.
That's the whole point of all of us. All of them died in life. Like one. There's no escape between the religious and the religious too.
Right, there's people who try to... I heard someone say this. Hitler taught us one thing, you know, Gamal Shemuel, that we're all Jews. No matter how religious you are, we're all Jews.
Or how German you are.
Right.
So...
Well, Rabbi spoke about something that will happen 300 years later. That's really amazing.
Rambam warns us. We're responsible for every mitzvah. And you can never say it's over. And this is such an important point. People, it's very natural to miss this point. It's very natural to feel like one guy told me, I'm going to burn anyways. What's another sin? That's wrong. There's going to be a separate punishment for each and every one, and we're responsible for each and every one. אבל ירובן בנבט שחיק עצמות. Yeah. Way before.
What about the end of the 12th century?
Yeah. Rambam was 1100.
I said 300 years before it happened.
We had a wicked king named Yeravim ben Nevat. And in order to hold on to the throne, Yeravim ben Nevat established two golden calves and led the Jewish people astray to idol worship. And he ultimately led to a tremendous Holocaust that millions of Jews were lost, exiled and lost throughout the land. This was during the period of the First Temple, after King Solomon. Yeravim ben Nevat, who had tremendous potential. He could have been a bigger tzaddik than David HaMelech, but he put his own honor first. And so in order to hold on to the throne, he led the people to idol worship and ultimately led the people to their destruction. So Yerubim ben Nevat is the prime example whenever we want to discuss someone who was chote umachti, a sinner who caused others to sin. So Yerubim ben Nevat shchika tzamot, may his bones grind. He is going to be punished for those calves that he sinned with and caused others to sin with. And by the same token, he's also going to be punished because he didn't sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. So you're going to say the man killed millions. He's going to burn like who knows what. What do you care about the sukkah? Rambam says no. Even the sukkah that he didn't sit in, that's also held in an accounting. And this principle is one of the fundamental foundations of the Torah and our religion. Limduhu, learn it. Vilameduhu, and teach it. Vasu hekesh alav, and learn how to apply it. It's your responsibility to understand this concept because it is a fundamental concept in Judaism. Some of you have excuses. I can't. I'm being persecuted. The Rambam says, remember, every mitzvah counts. You can't just say, because I can't do A, so I won't bother doing B and C.